We get up in the morning, we drive out in the world, we do give our best energies to a job that maybe benefits somebody else. A lot of us went to college, we spent years getting degrees, lots of money, and then we go out and get a job that pays a middle class or a lower middle class wage. This is ordinary and expected lunacy on our part. Now, years ago, I used to work in a psychiatric hospital in patient care. I worked on the night shift. Very short staffed on the night shift, and when people are up in the night, they are troubled. I'm at the nursing station one night, 12:30 at night. Some people are in the lounge. All of a sudden, a beautiful young woman on the unit that time walks out, and she's just wearing briefs, little bikini panties. Uh-oh. I go into the lounge. Here's a little lunacy on my part. Where are your clothes? Okay. She goes, oh, it was warm. I needed to take them off. So I took her back to her room, said, you can be naked, you just have to stay in your room. That's just ordinary and expected lunacy on a psych hospital unit. Another time we had a woman, she's about 80 years old, new patient for us. I go in the morning to get her out of bed. She's not there. Bathroom door is open. I look in, you know, call for her and stuff, look in. She's in the shower sitting on a stool. Shower curtain's open, water's all over the floor. She sees me and goes, I need you to scrub my back, I can't reach it. Okay, so I go in, that's my job. I'm lathering up her shoulders, and the nurse, we had a male nurse that night, he comes in, he's got her meds for her in the morning, he looks in and sees me, and he goes, she wanted her back scrubbed, and he goes, okay, I'll come back later. This is ordinary and expected lunacy in this situation. One night I came onto my shift, the nurse manager meets me immediately and says, you're working the locked unit tonight. Nothing new, done that before, that's where the violent and really unstable patients are at this time. So what's up? And she says, Our Lady of Great Violence attacked our male staff last night and said if he comes back tonight, she's going to kill him. Oh, great. Well, he, you know, wonderful. He's about 5'10", about 170. I'm still 5'6", and at that time was a little more svelte, about 140. But our Miss Violence was 6'2", about 250 pounds, extremely strong and mean. She was on Thorazine, heavy doses, and if you've ever seen anybody on Thorazine, they do the shuffle, what we call the Thorazine shuffle. Their feet stay on the ground, they can barely move, and their heads go down. Not Miss Violence. She was standing up tall, and she glided on Thorazine, you know? Nothing. So about 3 o'clock in the morning, my nurse goes off for lunch. Of course, Miss Violence comes out, goes right into the lounge, and all of a sudden I hear this, bam, bam, bam. I said, what's going on? You know, jump in there and see what's going on. I find her at the patio door. It's a steel frame, you know, with safety glass. The whole door is flexing in and out. And I go up to her and say, what are you doing? And she doesn't respond. She's just banging on the door. You can't do that because the patio closes at 10. Everybody's in bed. You're going to break the door. Bang. Okay, here's what I'm going to have to do, Miss Fine. At this point, all right, nobody's there but me. Heart's going, whirlpool down here. I don't even have a stomach left. And I say, I'm going to take you back to your room. I'm going to touch you now. I'm going to touch your arm and I'm going to pull you back. So now here it goes. I touch your arm, and Miss Violence turns and looks at me with that look of, I am going to hurt you. You know? And I say, we're just going to your room. I'm going to take you now. And I pulled her, and she turned. And she just walked with me back to her room. It was good for the rest of the night. That was totally expected, ordinary lunacy for a psych patient in the locked unit. The real lunacy was my nurse manager putting the smallest male on a unit in that situation. And then having the nurse leave without bringing the other nurse who was 30 feet away onto the unit just as cover. All right? Some other time, we had a suicidal patient who came and been in the hospital for quite a while at this point, and her psychiatrist finally lets her out on a day pass to go visit her family. She didn't come back. So at about 11:30, we finally, you know, she shows up, she comes onto the unit, and she says to me, I've overdosed, I've taken huge quantities of 3 different, you know, a couple of tranquilizers and narcotics about an hour ago. We'll immediately tell my nurse, because we know she's going to die. We jump into action, get the packet, I get the key to the van, she calls the emergency room, I get her loaded up, we go about 10 minutes to the emergency room. I pull into the drive. We get in the emergency room, hand on the packet with the authorization to treat, all this kind of stuff, and the nurses look at me. I said, I'm from psych hospital, overdose patient. They just look at me. And one says, is that your van? I go, yeah. You're in the ambulance bay. Yeah, I got this patient who's overdosed. Well, you need to move your van. It's in the ambulance bay. And they're not touching. The patient's fallen on me now, and she's mumbling. She's losing it. Third time, she says, well, you really need to move that van. You're in the ambulance bay. I said, I'll make a deal. If you take the patient in and treat her, I'll move the van. She said, oh, yeah, we can do that. Yeah. You know, got her in. I get the van out. I get back in. I said, come in. And they ran me back in the emergency room. What's going on? Three doctors, two nurses around her. She's got her eyes closed. She's mumbling. She's out of it. So what's going on? She said, we can't treat her. She won't give us permission. So I gave you the authorization. So, well, that's for the other hospital. We can't use your authorization. What? I had to open her eyes with my fingers. I looked at her, got her focused on me, and I said, you need to sign this. I grabbed a pen from somebody, put it in her hand, and then I grabbed a clipboard, and I shoved it and said, you need to move your hand. And she did. She made nothing like a signature, right? The doctor said, oh, that's great. We can treat her now. She just did the ordinary expected thing for a suicidal patient. All right. The real lunacy was the supposedly sane medical staff of the CR, who was more worried about the rules and procedures than they were about the welfare of that patient. Another time we had, I don't know if you ever heard of these people, borderline personality disorders. I got along great with her, and I understood borderlines. Borderlines are master manipulators. They do it obviously. They tell you they're going to do it. They just take intelligent people and creative people, and they just wrap them up and tear them apart. It's just what they do. It's like breathing to them. All right, she'd been on the unit for about a week. She totally destroyed our day staff. They were at each other's throats. They weren't working together. It was just one patient. Got them all screwed up. Well, we had a nurse. Remember this nurse, she was the model for Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. All right, she was mean. She was arrogant. She treated everybody badly. This patient broke her down, and it turns out she had a well-hidden and well-known mental illness herself, and she went and got treatment, and she was a better person. Our borderline was just doing what she does. The real problem was the day shift, and they're self-destructive, self-important, and they allowed this patient that they knew was a borderline to manipulate them. So, you know, I encourage all of us to be aware of the lunacy of following rules and procedures and your own self-interest instead of taking care of the people around us that really matter. And more importantly, I encourage all of us to joyfully live our ordinary and expected quiet lives of lunacy. People escape when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted.